Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Harry and Sally with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, retail workers are set to face tens of thousands of dollars in fines if they sell knives or gel blasters to juveniles under new laws aimed at curbing youth crime. Police Minister Mark Ryan said the new laws, introduced to Parliament last week, would make it harder for young offenders to access the items being increasingly used in crime, with knives, replica firearms, axes and machetes banned from sale to people aged under 18. Retail workers who sell a knife or controlled item to a juvenile face a $21,672 fine on the first occasion, $43,344 fine for a second offence, and a $65,016 fine for three or more offences. And using false identification to purchase a controlled item will also become an offence and attract a $3,870 fine. Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll said officers would proactively enforce the new laws and respond to community concerns.
A report written by University of Queensland Law Professor Tamara Walsh has found evidence suggesting that the Queensland State Government's tough approach on youth offenders is reportedly ineffective and actually making youth crime worse. The report, which earlier this month was submitted to the Youth Justice Reform Select Committee, finds that Queensland has the highest youth detention rates in the country, with 86% of youth offenders having no conviction. Professor Walsh argues that there is no academic evidence to support that keeping youth offenders incarcerated is effective, saying, quote, "These are costly band-aid solutions that can appear to promote community safety in the short term, but will lead to a range of negative, unintended, and counterproductive impacts in the medium to long term. Exposing more young people to more frequent detention and serious sanction will lead to the increased criminalization of a larger number of young people." End quote. Griffith University has also submitted findings to the committee, suggesting police diversion is more effective than incarceration.
In national news, a group of parents from Sydney's Newington College has threatened legal action over a decision by the school to turn co-educational. The private boys' school in Sydney's Inner West last week announced plans to introduce female students from 2026 and become fully co-ed by 2033. A letter written by the lawyers to the chairman of the Council of Newington College challenges the college's legal right of the school to enroll female students, arguing the school's council, as the trustee of a charitable trust, does not have the power to change the original purpose for establishing Newington College, which it states was to educate boys and young men. The letter states, quote, "Upon establishment of the college, and indeed the establishment of the charitable trust of which the council holds property, it was never contemplated that girls and young women would be educated by the college," end quote.
Almost 600 sheep have been stolen from a property in Lexton in Western Victoria, belonging to farmer Steve Wheeler. Police are urging those to be aware of suspiciously cheap breeding rams in the area and come forward with any information. According to Wheeler, thefts of the sheep occur almost every year, with thousands being stolen during the 20 years of his ownership of the property. Due to the amount of thefts, Mr. Wheeler can reportedly no longer get theft insurance to cover stolen livestock, saying, quote, "My insurance company has just said no more, so we cannot insure for theft anymore, just from losing so many over the years. It doesn't give me much faith in the system, but I can understand insurance companies have got to make money somewhere, I suppose," end quote.
In international news, Chinese fighter jets and a Navy warship have shadowed a joint maritime patrol involving Hamas Toowoomba and a Philippines Navy through the South China Sea. The Philippines Armed Forces General Romero Bruno Jr. said the fighter jet circled high for about 15 minutes above a Filipino light attack aircraft, which was part of the maritime patrol. General Bruno Jr. said, quote, We don't know what the message they are trying to send us, but for us it is very clear what we are doing is a legitimate operation because we have all the right to patrol our seas in our exclusive economic zone. And that's what we're doing with our partners and allies," end quote, and adding it did not affect the joint patrol achieving its goal.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is slightly foggy with expected sunshine in the afternoon. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.